This is the Clement Magnatella Show.
Live
from Cutley Homes.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, it's 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. We are back on air. We're live from Katlehong at the DHW Community Hall. We've been hearing from those in government, the politicians, but we've also heard from the residents of Katlehong. If you've just joined us, this is the special broadcast of the Clement Magnatella Show. It's the 702 Elections Town Hall. We've got the mayor of Ekurhuleni with us, Nkosi Mphile Tlakaza. We have Sizakele Masuku, who is the MMC for Community Safety. We've got Jacob Mamabolo representing the Gauteng Provincial Government. He's the MEC of Finance. We've got the Ekurhuleni MMC for Environment and Waste Management, Leshaka Manamela. We are going to be bringing in a moment some of the parties that are represented in council, but also other parties that are going to be contesting elections for the first time. We've got Action SA here. We've got the DA, we've got BOSA, we've got the Patriotic Alliance. I saw the MK Party here as well. So we're going to bring them to join this discussion as we continue hearing from the residents. But before we go back to Tsidi Madia, MMC Manamela, if you can please respond to the issues around waste that were raised earlier by the residents.
Okay, no, thank you very much.
Please, can we settle down? Can we please settle down so we can give the MMC the opportunity to respond? We'll come back to you in a moment.
Well, thank you very much, Ntate Manyathela. The issues of waste, they were not raised per se, but I will try to answer on the issue of sewer in Ward 48.
Oh, yes, sewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Mofugen section, Awutibeni. I would first like to say maybe at the end of this session, Kopane, but the issue around sewer, I think the mayor has touched on it. One of the issues that we are having challenges with in relation to sewer network, it is that the infrastructure was never actually upgraded and the population is growing. The city of Ekurhuleni currently has around 1.3 to 1.4 million households. You can tell that and the sewer system was never upgraded that much. But secondly, we are not going to win this war only as a municipality without collaboration with our communities. We would like to appeal to them to actually mind what they are flushing. That's one. Two, when we are cleaning our yard, we need to be careful not to clean over things on the stormwater drainage, because some of those objects might find themselves in the sewer network, and that is where we're going to have issues of unending sewer blockages. So we'd like to appeal to our communities to really take care of the sewer network and to look after what the issues that they will be taking under the...
Okay. Tsidi Madia, let's take a few more questions and then we'll go over to the parties and give the guests an opportunity to respond.
Thank you so much, Mama. So short and sweet. I see you in your blue t-shirt. What's on your mind?
Okay. Mina,
I've got the microphone for you. It's okay.
Okay. Ngosibongile Nkosi ngihlale Ward 50. Mina ngikhala nge-electricity city. Le speed meter abasifakele sona siyadla. Noma kune-load shedding, ama units ayadla, iyadleka.
Thank you so much.
Ithatha 2 weeks 1,000 njengoba lo sisa shield. 2 weeks 1,000. Masithe thenga amashop, ithoget yethu ayiphumi. Iviki lonke kimi ayiphumi.
Okay. Ngiyabonga mane. Mole T-Walls, it's expensive. Let me speak now to somebody in an Action SA t-shirt. Okay, Mr. Mutaung.
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 Yeah, thank you so much.
Talk to me.
Two things. To the mayor, the MMC. Babua Katabazadi foreign objects in the drainage system. But we've got a culture of non-maintenance. Our systems are not being maintained, and that is why we live and we exist in a space of dilapidated infrastructure. Hadia maintained one to those. So lastly, to the mayor, I've seen he's made some interesting appointments in his mayoral committee. Some of those people have been responsible for the comments made by the AG in terms of procurement. The 2 billion that was given to 6 security companies aligned to EFF. Thank you.
Thank you. That issue around the mayoral committee will always follow you around, Mayor. How do you explain keeping the same faces in your executive? Hi, good afternoon, Fighter.
Good morning. I keep saying good afternoon. Please forgive me. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, House City. My question is, let me greet also the panel and Mr. Clement as well. My question is going to be to MMC of Environment and Waste, Mr. Shagamana Mela. We have seen a significant change in the environment and around the Gruleni in terms of cleanliness and waste removal. With that said, what are now the plans to make sure that we see total change in environment, largely because you've been appointed back as MMC for environmental and waste. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much. I think I've got time for just one more. Please keep it very brief.
Okay.
To give them a chance to respond.
Ngicela nje ubuza nje ku mayor indaba langaba uzokwenza show kanjani ngale ndaba yokuqashwa. Okokuqala isecurity uinsource ekurulingi abayenzi lonto leyo. And then ngibuye ndize kule nto yesipande sika Mr. Phanyaza sobangaba uzokwenza kanjani ukuthi show into bangaba ukuthi employ abantu abaright not ama comrade.
Thank you so much. I see you are just here. I'm giving you a very last shot. Doctor, I do see you've had a chance. Please let me give him a chance quickly. Please keep it brief. I see you.
What I'm about to say is that if you spoke about the police and the service delivery and everything, if you don't have a solution for crime, please don't come to us and lie to us. Because we see the police every day taking extortion from the drug dealers. Number two, the only thing that ANC has built, that you've been saying, ANC has built beautiful houses. Wait, ANC has built beautiful houses and we know that it was Zuma that made those houses to be possible. So what I'm saying is the only thing that ANC has built that is beautiful is that park, that Inyoni park, that is useless, that we're not doing anything with it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Doctor, I do see you. I don't have time. Clement, back to you.
Well, thank you very much. Mayor, most of the questions were directed to you. The 2 billion rand, what the AG said, and contracts being given to people that are linked to the EFF. What's your response?
No, we did say... We did say, one, we are studying the AG's report. That's what we committed. We note the regress from the clean audit that the previous mayors from the ANC government have worked for. We need to restore that clean audit. So we will be launching an Operation Clean Audit that will be sitting in the desk of the mayor. And we're going to have a state of the city's address in the next week or so. And what is important is that we must commit to our people in terms of how we're going to be addressing those issues in greater detail. We know about the security program. It is under, investigations.
And what is the security, what, the contracts that are given to people linked to the EFF?
No, we don't know whether, there is no body who's written we are linked to the EFF. There is no body. How do you say you are linked to the EFF? What we know is that there would have been an outcry about the awards of the security contracts. An investigation was commissioned, and we will then be looking at that report. In the AG's report, in terms of the auditors, that contract is not there. There's no finding on that contract in the AG's report. But we will be looking closely at the AG's report in terms of the other areas that have actually contributed to regress. And those areas are indeed in the area of supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
In the areas of preparation of supply chain, of financial statements, the city is still good. In the areas of performance information, the city is still good. But of course, we have then said, should we find transgressions where deviation has actually been caused, consequences management, that is what we will apply. And if supply chain is a purview of administrators, it's a purview of the city manager, the CFO, and the administration.
Yeah.
But if there is proven that there's hands of politicians, consequences. We're not going to be, it doesn't matter where you are. We have to ensure that we give confidence to our people that we mean business when we talk about clean government.
All right. Sidi Madia, you are there with other political parties.
I am. I'm here with a couple of new players as well as some old hands who've been in government for a little while and now are not. Golden, who is a part of the Democratic Alliance, I'll start with you. You've been listening to a lot of the views that have been coming out from a lot of people. Golden Maduna, what do you make of what you're hearing and mostly the complaints from residents? Because some of the complaints are targeted at the DA when you're in charge.
No, thank you very much, TD. Good morning, listeners, and you know, our listeners at home. I think it's proper for us. I mean, as a DA to start. I mean, in 2021, when we took over the government of Ekurhuleni TD, I mean, obviously, as a party that took over in 2021 after local government elections, we found irregularities in the administration. First of all, we need to get the back to basics, right? And how do you do that? I mean, we found out that there's a lot of irregularities within the administration, right? I'll point out to the issue of, you know, the issue of waste, you know, to be exact. We found out the department has went down, you know, on their knees because of the HOD, right? And as a party, I mean, the DA-led minority government, we then initiated the issue of, you know, the suspension for the HOD for environmental waste because, I mean, the department was down on its knees. I mean, there were sewage, I mean, there were, I mean, waste collection. There was no waste collection in the city, right? I mean, when you look at Katlehong, to be specific, when you start from, there's a stadium called, just there by the Sosol Garage. So the Huntersville Stadium, right? So the... You look at the sewage from the Sontonga Street up to the Makakula, right? So we needed to start with those issues, right? In order for us to be able to run the government at Lille. So the ANC government, I mean, has been there for 30 years. So obviously as a new government, we need to first start cleaning before you can, you know, start with the service delivery. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Golden. I want to now actually go to Action SA. Siyanda Makubo, your party tried to put up a candidate, but really it was a lost cause. You are listening to members, really, of the new leadership that's supposed to take Ekurhuleni forward. Your sentiments?
Angibonge kakhulu TD nabahlali bakhona, and we greet the leadership. Okokuqala is Action SA. We arrived in 2021 into the space. And the first thing that we did is that we formed government with a DA. But we realized that the DA was not equipped to govern the city of Ekurhuleni. That's why we left. Okwesibili, when we became an opposition in council, one of the things that we did is that we wanted to be an effective opposition holding those who are in government accountable. And that is why we submitted the vote of no confidence to remove uMeya Ngodwana, who was a puppet mayor captured by the EFF. And this is very true. And we were successful in removing the puppet mayor. Now we have uMeya Xhakaza. uMeya Xhakaza, what does Meya Xhakaza? He retains the very same problematic EFF into government. And we are questioning this. We are questioning this, Meya Xhakaza, because we know that there's allegations against MMC Dunga chowing the monies of Ekurhuleni. We are questioning MMC Manamela is sitting there. Rubbish has not been collected in the city of Ekurhuleni. He's sitting there and has not been doing anything, but you retained him. You took Ngodwana back to corporate shared services. We are asking Xhakaza, what is the plan for the residents of the city of Ekurhuleni? Your days are numbered in the ANC, and we know that Panyaza is using the city to get back power. You must fall. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that, Siyanda. Joining me now is the Gauteng Provincial Chairperson of the Patriotic Alliance. Guys, please let's give Dino Peterson a chance. Let's hear from the Patriotic Alliance, I beg, please. Let's give Dino a chance. Dino, your thoughts. I'm really looking to hear what your take is from what's been presented, but also your thoughts on what the residents are complaining about at life in Ekurhuleni.
Thank you and good morning to all the listeners. And I hope nobody's going to demand that I'm standing, that I stand because I'm sitting in the wheelchair. But I think from the Patriotic Alliance side, I must say, the concerns that these residents have been raising are the same concerns that they are raising through our IDP processes as well. And the unfortunate part about this is that when we come to an election season, we will listen to the same complaints over and over again, but there's really no political will to fix the problems of these residents. We cannot, especially in an area like the Katlehong area, where dolomite is a huge issue, where dolomite causes sinkholes that causes sewage overflows, but we are still talking about the problem and not about the solution. We are still talking about issues of residents. The housing waiting list in the province, I think, is over 400,000 at this stage. People have been waiting. Now we are moving away from freestanding houses. We are building something called breaking new ground, BNG units. How will a grandmother that was a granny in 1994 stay on the third floor in a BNG unit? She will never be able to get up there. So we have lost the plot. Our government that is supposed to be speaking to the issues of black people don't understand the issues of black people.
Thank you so much. You know, I want to bring in Ayanda Ali from Bosa. Now, Build One South Africa is not in council. You are watching, she says, yet. We are watching a mess really unfolding in Ekurhuleni's councils. Three mayors in 3 years. We don't even know how long Dr. Xhakaza will be in that seat as it stands. Your thoughts about what you're watching?
Thank you so much. And look, talent, bulisa, umpagati, olapa, nabapati betu, ndia bulisa, ndia bulela gakulu. Dizawukala nje, ndijonge nina, because nina banda bapa legile apa gulenda unamchanji. Siri, you ask a very important question. I just want to say to umama, who's responsible for his safety and security apa, uti umama, issues a crime, are not exclusive to this location. She is right. Crime is not something that's exclusive to Kataras. It's a national problem. And you know why? Because the African National Congress is a national problem. Aba is South Africa. The problem, yeah, African National Congress, is that we take one step forward and two steps back. The African National Congress is a group of freedom in 1994. After giving you freedom in 1994, they give you economic and psychosocial bondage for the rest of the 30 years that they are here. The African National Congress will tell you that we will give you houses, and then they don't give you title deeds. The African National Congress will tell you that we electrify all communities, and then they slap you with load shedding. They will tell you that we are giving you water by building dams, and then they don't maintain the infrastructure so that the water from the dams does not reach your taps. 40% of the water gets lost in the system. One step forward, two steps back. They tell you that we will give you imisebenzi, but imisebenzi that they talk about, iambanga masename imisebenzi yabo. It's about who you know, apa kule ward, kule council. One step forward, two steps back. CTZ, iletengo. We are confused. Ixesha liyahamba, iminyaka iyahamba. We have seen no progress because one step forward, two steps back. And they are quick to then say, we want to blame apartheid. We inherited this mess. I just want to say in closing, they've inherited indiscriminately because nenkohlakalo ye apartheid, they also inherited nayo.
Thank you.
Ayanda definitely stood up to him. Now, Clement, I've always known Ayanda was a politician, but she absolutely stood up to him. Guys, let's give other parties a chance. Okay. Hold on. There is no need to fight. There's no need to fight. We can have different opinions. There's no need to fight. Hold on. There's no need for a scuffle. There's no need for a scuffle. Please, guys. There's no need for a scuffle. Let's give other people a chance. Clement, heated tempers rising here at this event, but we are going to give Clement, tempers are heated a little bit here. I see a bit of scuffling between the EFF
and the ANC. Can we calm down?
Guys, please, let's calm down.
Can we please Please, can we calm down?
I see you.
Can we please calm down so we can hear from other political parties? ANC.
ANC, you've got to give other people a chance. Dr. Kagaza,
ANC.
You are a convener in this region. Please speak to your members. They've got to give other parties a chance. Doctor, you're also ANC. A convener here. Please speak to your members.
We need you
please
to come
down.
Please
speak to your ANC members. They've got to give others a chance. Please.
What was she saying, the Bosa person? She said nothing about Bosa.
It's okay. I mean, it's okay.
No,
you need to ask your members to allow others to be heard.
No, but why do you invite people here who says nothing? Why do you invite people who says nothing about themselves? They've got nothing to say.
That's okay. I'm asking you to allow your members to give people a chance to speak.
No, but why do you give people a chance who's got nothing to say? I mean, you've said nothing. Who is Bosa? We still don't know.
The conversation continues
on the Clement Manyathela Show.
Coming to you live from Katlehong.
702.
All right, it's 24 minutes before 12 o'clock. You are listening to the special broadcast of the Clement Manyathela Show. We're live from Katlehong. This is where our 702 elections town hall is taking place. There was a bit of chaos earlier before the news, after Ayanda Ali Payne from Bosa spoke. I'm going to do my best to try and bring the room to some calmness. All right, can we, let's settle down. EFF? Yes, please, thank you very much. Thank you, EFF. ANC, are you willing, can you settle down? ANC, we're asking you to settle down so we can continue with the coverage. ANC, we are asking you to come down. The EFF is sitting, the DA is sitting, other political parties are here, they want to listen. Can you also please just sit down and give other people a chance? Can we settle down, please? Mayor, can we settle down, please? Asseblief. We'll come back. Mayor, do you have any, first of all, do you have any response to what has been said so far by other political parties?
Well, I mean, that is not really for me. We've got an ANC rep on the ground there who can actually speak on behalf.
No, these people are raising issues about service delivery. That's your mandate.
But I'm saying we must separate. If you are talking to me as a mayor, or you are talking to me as a leader.
I'm talking to you as a mayor. I'm saying these people that have spoken have raised service delivery issues. What is your response?
Clement. But I'm saying these people were talking about the ANC. That's why I said we must also be able to provide leadership. That's why there's been a bit of a commotion with Bosa, because Bosa was not talking about service delivery. He was talking about the ANC. Now, that's why it's important that we exercise restraint. But also, when you create this important platform, and I'm saying, these are important platforms, but you make sure that the people that you bring, they are credible, they are genuine parties, who knows what to say in a most important platform like this one. Because who is Bosa? What is Bosa? Because we understand the other parties. All of them, they are represented in council. You could hear how they engage. That these are parties, they are engaging constructively. They also appreciate this platform like this. It's like you just pick people on the street and give them platform to speak. And that's why they lack leadership in terms of how you must conduct yourself during elections and how you must rise beyond and appreciate this type of space. Now, I just thought that I must actually plead for that type of leadership. It goes a long way, because elections in their nature, there's a lot of tensions. And but I want to focus on really the questions that have been raised and not answer you know, because, you know, I don't want to answer, because there's nothing that they've said. There's nothing that really, you know, Boza they've said, because we don't know who's Boza really. Let me speak about...
Hold on. Let the mayor finish, please. Give him a chance.
Let me speak about Mandwana. Mandwana, you were the MMC of the DA. You've got an opportunity to be part of the DA-led coalition. When you took over government in 2021, the city was clean. We used to have the budget of the city was also stable with clean audits. We used to have operation, we used to even engage communities with a clean city program where every member of the community, I mean every ward, they would submit about 30 volunteers to assist to keep the city clean. I'm saying partnership with communities. And all those community initiatives that involve communities, you cancel them. The cooperation with the province, the cooperation with national, you canceled DDM. You blocked national, you blocked the province from coming and assisting us to discharge service delivery. And I think that is something that we are even doing in Tshwane. That is why there's lots of problems. We are sitting with a 13 billion irregular expenditure there in Tshwane. So I think the DA really, I mean, they speak about Cape Town, but Cape Town is only one town. When you go to Cape Town, you go to the townships, you go to the other areas.
Okay.
Really, it is a problem. Now, I thought right. that I must really, because mm-hmm. if it's about the political debate, then we can then rise to that level to actually be political in our approach. Now, I think, Sianda Makubo, you have spoken, and I think let's appreciate how you engage in council. It really goes a long way. And we also appreciate some of your disappointment, but you must also agree with us that we, of course, guided by the collective wisdom of the ANC, we are presenting stability. We also came to you and says, are you willing to participate, to form part of the executive? You refused. You said you can't be part of the executive. We went to the DA. We said, DA, please give us three people to make part of this leadership so that we are indeed a multi-party. You have refused. Now, you can't therefore come here and say, when we've extended the hand and say, join part so that we present a stable government, you've refused to actually participate. Now, Dino Peterson, we can then hear from you because the PA has been willing and there's further engagement that we must take up with your good selves, because we understand that you represent some of the wards that you actually represent are actually in our own townships.
Okay.
So we agree that we are servicing largely the same constituency, the same communities.
Yeah.
So we have to engage in the spirit of multi-party government.
Okay.
Because, I mean, out of coalitions, we can't govern alone.
Yeah.
We do need some partnership. The EFF is willing, but what we must get the councillors from the EFF is that they must be non-partisan. They must understand we're driving government on behalf of our people. They must understand that, I mean, the ANC says to us, one of the things that we must put up front is that there must be a common program, that the partners must be agree to ethical leadership, they must be agree to accountability, all those principles that form good governance. And I'm saying as an executive mayor, I have that responsibility to discharge leadership and ensure that everybody understands what needs to be done.
Okay.
Service our people.
All right. I thank you. Thank you very much. I want to, before I go to Tsidi, I want to assure you, Mayor, that at 702, we are not an irresponsible radio station. We don't go around picking up political parties to come participate in town halls that are not legitimate. Any political party that Tsidi is about to talk to now has satisfied what needed to be satisfied by the IEC. They've sent the signatures, they've sent their party lists, they've met their deadlines. These elections are not about parties that are already in existence. These elections are about parties that are contesting for the first time, and they deserve a voice. When we have platforms like this, Yeah, when we have...
How do you find them? I mean, you don't guide them. How they must
Hold
engage?
Hold on, No, that's not my job to guide them. I'm just saying to you that we don't go around picking. Any party that is here is legitimate. Any party that is here is contesting elections, and they deserve to be here. And you can challenge them if you want.
Sidi,
go ahead.
Thank you so much, Clement.
Go ahead, Sidi.
I want to move to some of the political parties that are also here, some of which are already in council. And we also have another newcomer that's also going to, we're going to speak to in a short while. I want to speak now to Ntate Aoko from the IFP Provincial Secretary. Your thoughts? I'm going to give you a chance.
Guys, can you please, can you please calm down?
That's fair.
ANC, can you, this guy from the ANC, you're disrupting us, brother. Can you just calm down? Can you just calm down?
Sorry.
Can you just calm down? We want to hear from other people. We want to hear from other people. Can you allow us?
See, Abuti, the IFP is waiting to speak. The IFP also wants to be heard. The IFP also wants to be heard. Please.
Go ahead.
Baba Alkon Gomez, the Provincial Secretary of the IFP, is here. He joins us now. Baba, you've been watching, you've been listening. Your thoughts about what's been discussed, the commitments the mayor has made, and the way forward for this community, this region, and ultimately for those who will be voting in May.
No, thank you very much for the opportunity, Sisi. And good day to your listeners as well. And good day to the community of Katlehong. I think what is important here is that we put our party politics aside and concentrate on service delivery. For me, I'm not here on, I'm the provincial secretary of the IFP. I'm not here to grandstand. I'm here to ensure that our communities, I just come from Tokoza Hostel. It's sewer everywhere. I want to be part of the solution. The IFP wants to be part of the solution. And we are saying where there is IFP, there must be stability. There must be service delivery. And
sorry, but there seems to be more
guys,
chaos.
Can we
with
just
NC
come
members,
down?
The NC section. And please give him a chance to finish his point.
Mayor, hold on, Sidi. Say again.
Elections are very difficult.
Security, please. Can we be seated, please? Can we be seated, please? Thank you very much. Baba, please quickly wrap up.
Let us not raise our voices, but let us raise the level of debate. You know, all these parties here, after election, they're going to need each other. So there's no need for infighting and stuff like that. The IFP wants to be part of service delivery. We want to ensure that people who are living in formal settlement, they are not sharing, 10 families sharing one chemical toilet. It's a disgrace to us. You can see that, you know, Katlehong is not what it used to be. So we need all the parties to come together and find the solution.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rob Alcon Gomez. Before I bring in the PAC just before you. Bab Mondli Mlokoti is the PAC's regional organizer. Good morning. Your thoughts very quickly, please, sir.
Izweletu. Africa. Izweletu. Let me start by saying we PAC.
You need to just boost your levels might have to be boosted. But now among our raise your voice can run, Baba.
I do voice any pays with me.
We can hear you.
Okay, yeah, Israel too. Yeah, Africa. Africa, we PAC, we see.
No, it's not the microphone, it's you.
It's not me.
Okay, tell you what. I'm going to take a quick ad break. That mic was still fine, but we'll sort it out. I'm going to take a quick ad break. When I come back, we'll get the views I would like to hear at least from about two or three community members as we wrap up. I'll give the guests an opportunity and some of the parties to give us their last words as well.
The conversation continues
on the Clement Maniatella Show.
Coming to you live from Katleho.
702.
All right.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 8 minutes now before 12 o'clock. Okay, we are back on air now. Can we please come down? Can we please be seated? We are back on air. We are just about to wrap up the 702 elections town hall meeting at CD.
I'm standing next to an MK party representative. I think they've come in ruffled feathers. Senzo Ngumalo, you're the Katlehong representative. Just very quickly, your thoughts on the state of Katlehong and the way forward.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good morning, listeners. My name is Senzo Ngumalo. I am Umkhonto weSizwe Party volunteer in Katlehong. Comrades, Katlehong belongs to everyone. Katlehong belongs to the people. There is no political party who owns Katlehong. We are all members of Katlehong. And therefore, Comrade Mayor mentioned that this platform is very important. I see other comrades have concentrated on political issues. Where else we are here for service delivery? All right. And so my question is going to the mayor himself and the MMC. I see she touched base on the issue of police and stuff like that. I just want to find out if we do know the numbers. Right now in Katlehong, we are left with one ATM, which is a standalone. All ATMs have been bombed. There's cash in transit and everything. So I just want to find out from you, what's the plan that you have for such issues?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I would like to touch base on the health system, the ambulance. In Katlehong, you'll wait for 9 hours for an ambulance. So I just want to find out from our leaders, the mayor's office, that what plans do you have for all these issues?
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much,
Senzo Ngumalo from the MK party.
Tsidi, if you can please go over to get the last.
No.
And then. Oh, yes, the community.
We've got a whole queue of people waiting. I want to try and squeeze in a few more community members. We are really. We have 6 minutes, Ma. So, literally 20 seconds each. Let's try and give each other a chance.
Okay. All right. Mina ngumphakathi walayika Katlehong. I just want to say, all to the politicians that have been speaking there, there is no MNE policies to make them accountable to us as people of South Africa. They are just accountable to themselves. Hence, there's corruption with no consequences. You know, so I want to hear what is the policies that you are going to put in place, which are going to ensure that people are really held accountable. There is no accountability.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I'm in the interest of time. Lubaningi, I want to give people a chance. Thank you. Sorry. Okay, ma. Bonga spiti. Nako.
Oh, na ke Selina Nkosi. Kidula mo katlongo God 50.
Okay, Selina, yeah?
Nanto.
Nanto. Okay, ma'am Selina, quickly.
Nanto eki kupang. Koba Tumba Katlehong. Msebe sang yaku utloko wena ujusi ko koning. Msebe atusanza uwake. Runa, really what 50. Kilukos kosana. Rinalini patrollers. Go what 50 kos kosana. Akuna crime, kibor crime ayio.
Thank you so much. Can I have one more person? Hi, very quickly, I'm holding the mic for you. I'm counting you down. Got 20 seconds. Let's
okay. Sanbonani bahlali. Igama ngu Richard. Ikama ngu Richard, ni ward committee for me ward 108 Mlilek extension 2. Ebengicela ku mayor, our new mayor, engicela ku new mayor, cause as ngi ward committee kaso, mabaveza izinto ku IDP. I've never seen into yenzakalayo. Ezinye imali ziyavela ziyanyamalala, so I fail to understand ukuthi kuyenzakalani. Ebengicela kakhulu, particularly iThusong, you know, informal settlement in a 32 years abagogo abahlala emkhukhwini bengicela iprogress kunyumeya simsupport sebenzisane naye nomama lo uphethe safety bathi amaveni ayashoda epolice stage abantu bayashona ngicela nedeni amaveni kube neprogress ekuhlaleni. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
But Richard Clement, you've heard what they had to say. Back to you and your guest.
Okay, I'm going to ask, shall we start with you, MMC Masuku? Please, if you can, because we are running out of time. I'm going to give you just 20 seconds to respond to what's been raised.
Thank you very much. I'll start speaking about issue of the police station. I want our communities to be able to differentiate between the EMPDs and the SAPS, because it's two different institutions, but SSEBENZA ngeSafety Zonke. So I don't know whether he refers to EMPD or to SAPS, but is a matter that is going to be is attended to.
Okay.
Anyway, yes. And then the issue of Usenzo, Ngumalo, the Mangalu Kuluma said there are many units within the department that are being formed. Nothing is example in Amazamas. Unfortunately, with security, you can't put the plan la engine because I can't know each and every one of you. So issues of security, you don't share to the latter, but there are plans. Hence, I said crime is being attended to. We're fighting crime. Thank you very much.
MMC Manamela, just quickly, 20 seconds.
No, thank you very much, Clement. I'm glad that the DA has considered that they've left the department having had collapsed. Is indeed that particular way. But what we are going to do going forward, we're going to make sure that we revive that particular department, make sure our landfill are operational again, and make sure that we clean the city of Ikurule in a service delivered to the people. And to the mayor, indeed, we are going to be one team. However, cooperation is going to be both-sided, even from our ward councillors. We mustn't have a pushback from our own ward councillors when we provide the services to the people. But on the 29th of May, vote EFF. Thank you.
All right, Mayor, 20 seconds, please.
No. Thank you very much. I must say that we are very happy with the leadership of Panyaza Lesufi in Gauteng. We think... His passion on the crime issues, on the integration, on putting technology, it will go a long way to deal with crime. His passion on the jobs creation, the nurses pani, it will go a long way to actually defeat poverty. Other issue of health. The DA-led coalition government, we used to do our part as a city government to invest in clinics, to invest in ambulances. But though we understood it to be a provincial mandate, but when they came in, they actually cancelled that cooperation that we used to do and take away all the monies.
Yeah.
I hope MEC Mamabulo will then speak about what is it that they have in terms of ambulances. But what we need to work together to actually restore service delivery to our communities.
All right.
And that's what we're putting as a commitment to our people.
MEC, sorry to do this to you, but in 10 seconds, please, can you just wrap it up? Yeah. I'm completely late. They're going to cut us now.
No, I just wanted to greet Ayanda. I think it's important that I say this because we used to work together actually.
Yeah.
She was the spokesperson of an ANC government, speaking very well about the ANC government and its achievements. So she has been given an opportunity by an ANC government, a typical tinswalo, as the president would have said. And I just want to say to her that she's saying ANC government has said, no, wait, we listen to you, please.
Yeah,
she's saying the ANC government took two steps backward.
Yeah.
But from you being the spokesperson of an ANC government and the good things that we're saying about the ANC government, you have taken 10 steps backward considering what you are saying.
Thank you very much.
10 steps backward you took considering what you have been saying.
Thank you very much, MEC. And
not even
so
one
much.
Step oh, forward, 10 steps.
MEC, thank you. And thank you for listening to this special broadcast of the Clement Manyatela Show, live from Katleho.